I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Women Church World, a monthly women's magazine insert in the Vatican newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano, has decried the way nuns are treated by cardinals and bishops. The magazine said that nuns cook and clean for next to no pay and that their intelligence is often, quote, underappreciated. One nun, identified only as Sister Marie, stated that while religious sisters serve clergy, they are, quote, rarely invited to sit at the tables they serve. America Magazine stated that while this kind of servitude is well known to most, it is surprising that an official Vatican publication would publicly criticize the church's treatment of nuns. And the next story is, President Trump has called for quick and meaningful changes to the country's gun laws and criticized lawmakers for being afraid to stand up to the National Rifle Association. He stated that he would ban, quote, bump stocks using an executive order. Meanwhile, both Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods have announced decisions in their sale of firearms. Dick stated its stores will stop selling assault-style rifles and ban anyone under 21 from buying a gun. Walmart, which had already stopped selling AR-15s and other semi-automatics in 2015, said they will no longer sell any guns and ammunition to anyone under 21. White House Communications Director Hope Hicks has announced her resignation. She was the fourth person to have the role since President Trump took office. Trump responded to her resignation saying he will, quote, miss having her by my side and praise the work she has done over the last few years. Her departure from the White House comes a day after being interviewed by the House panel investigating Russian interference. In her testimony, Hicks stated that while she had at times told, quote, white lies for the president, she had not lied about anything related to the Russia investigation. Pope Francis and the International Council of Cardinals discussed the idea of creating regional tribunals around the world who would be in charge of judging cases of sex abuse by clergy. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke said the Pope and Council were considering changing the role of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith in handling abuse cases, but that the Congregation would have authority over the regional tribunals. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced in his State of the Nation speech that the country has tested a variety of new strategic nuclear weapons that cannot be detected. Should the claim be true, it has the potential to greatly increase Russia's military capability, raise the country's position in the international community, and could also raise concerns over a possible new arms race. Putin said the new weapons, which include a nuclear-powered cruise missile, underwater drone, and a hypersonic missile, make NATO's missile defense system, quote, useless. The German Bishops' Conference continues discussions on its decision to let non-Catholic spouses that are married to Catholics receive communion in certain cases. The document of the rules in doing so will be mainly for pastors and has been worked on over several months. The conference has used Pope Francis's Amoris Laetitia and other Catholic doctrine as guidance in determining the guidelines as to which cases would allow for receiving the sacrament.